102.1, the People's Station. We got some great individuals in the studio today to tell us about some great things that's going on. Plus some big shows. Well, a couple of big shows this weekend at the Improv with the good brother Earthquake. So we're going to talk about all that. But first, I'm going to start with brother Dr. Donnell about this men's wellness that you got going on. That
you
were able to catch Mr. Earthquake be a part of.
I mean, it's an honor and a privilege to be here on behalf of the African American Male Wilderness Agency. And again, to bring this Real Man Real Talk Summit to Houston, with accompanied by Earthquake's presence, it's just a fortitude of just the life that we're touching, the love, the life that we're saving right here in Houston.
Yeah.
And again, we want to definitely pour out into this invitation that we're going to be right there in the heart of Third Ward, right there in the bread and butter of Houston, bringing this Real Man Real Talk Summit. And so again, we want black men, men of color, to come out to this safe space tonight, to hear from Earthquake, hear his testimony, hear his story, but most importantly, just come out to a safe space and be vulnerable.
Dr. Don, can you explain, because this is not your first time doing the mental wellness for men as well. Talk about the kind of conversations you guys are having when you have these talks.
Yeah, so Dan, you know, definitely a very, very organic conversation where we want to achieve two things. One, we want men to find a safe space. Two, we want men to feel vulnerable enough to share something that they've never shared before.
Mm-hmm.
We know in this culture of what we live in, men, we don't want to talk, you know, and then two, we don't have anyone to talk to. And so in this space, we want to just really, you know, take off the mask, remove the cape that we wear every day as
How
men.
How hard is that, though, to get brothers to come and start to divulge those intimate stories?
You know, it takes one man to stand up and open up and speak for the crowd.
Okay.
You know, so I think once that one testimony comes up, somebody says, wow, if he shared that, I know I'm in a safe space. And so, but again, getting the men there, you know, is a draw. But we've been very fortunate over the last 3 years that we've been consistent every month by being the Real Man Real Talk.
Yeah.
So people are coming out seeing more and more of just that safe space. And it's hearing that organic conversation. Conversations that we used to talk about in the barbershop, you know, the barbershop talk. And then being able to do that with other men of color. And that typically is something that we don't do every day in our day-to-day culture. So, again, we're excited about being able to bring this summit. This has been a national tour, not only with Earthquake, but, you know, David, you know, Marlon Wayans, you know, Anthony Anderson, David Banner. And so, again, Quake is just blessing us with a multitude of cities. And Houston is one of the many.
Well, Mr. Earthquake, what got you involved in, man? Why is men's mental health so important to you as well, brother?
Well, I've always preached mental health. If you looked at my last Netflix special Legendary, I told the importance of make sure that you get a prostate exam. And, you know, for us as black men, you know, it's the stigma that comes along with you don't want to go to the doctor. Some of them feel if you go there and get diagnosed with something with any type of illness, this is death sentence. And we believe in home remedy. We believe in the macho mentality. It's all right, I shake it off. You can't shake off a bad arm. You can't shake.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to rain because my knee hurt.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Your knee ain't no weapon, man. Go down there and see what's wrong with your knee. You know what I mean? So we got to kill that stigma. And as black men, our God, which I believe in, is a shame that we're still dying off of cures that he has already provided with the knowledge for us. And the historic point I have always said as black people is we built this country. The least they can do is take care of us with our health.
Yes, sir.
And they putting all these urgent cares up here, and we just skipping over going to CVS. So,
you know. That's actually true.
Right. You know what I mean? Right. You understand?
Walgreens,
you know
CVS.
Just going to Walgreens, go to CVS.
Yeah, Walgreens.
And read.
You just reading it. Yeah, that's what I got.
Urgent care right there.
So what I do, we got many of people in our community. Deion Sanders is a good friend of mine, and he's going through his health challenge, and he's making it public, not because he's looking for clicks. He wanted to challenge other people that your health. A lot of our people, especially black men, take better care of their cars than they take care of their bodies. You know what I mean?
True.
You know, once your engine light come on your car, you immediately take it to the dealership. And so many of us walk around with so many engine lights on, we're like walking Christmas tree.
Right.
I mean, things going on, and you just live with that condition.
Yes,
you shouldn't, because
yes,
you don't want it. And we feel that we inflate it with bravado and manhood and being tough. And with the mental aspect of it, man, you need to talk to people, because in my humble opinion, it's all about your perspective. And if you sit down and talk to people, you'll see most of us going through the same thing, and we're stronger together than we ever be single. So when I get with these smart people, doctors, and it makes me feel better. And, you know, we're highly educated with degrees and everything, you know, go up with my GED. So I'm, yes, you know what I mean? So when you can put yourself in those kind of surroundings and get to the brothers and say, really, you know, stop looking at Mercedes, Rolls Royce. Health is wealth.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? There's, you know, you can have all the money in the world, but, you know, it don't matter if your liver gone. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
It's real. You got, so I just try to tell him, change the mentality. And you know, me and you've been knowing each other for 25 years, and we've been in the community. You know that.
Yes, sir.
And one part is, there's nothing wrong with our aim with our black men. It's just the target is wrong. Mm. So if we can just change the target and put that same enthusiasm that we have in our sports team, in our hanging out, the cookouts, and everything else, and put that right up there with just, you know, the peer pressure is, you know, do you get your physical? Like for me, I get my physical done every year for my birthday. Mm. That's my gift to me,
okay,
to know what the status of my health is. Yeah. And I just believe in God and the modern medicine and the ability that the human body is. Between those things, man, you can have a very prosperous life. And you would hate to, you know, I would hate, like I said in my special, I would hate to go to my doctor and he said, hey, man, if you'd have came here 2 weeks later, it was just in your ear.
Right.
Where is that now?
Yeah, in your, all over.
Yeah. In your big foot, your knee.
Yeah,
how long I got? Tomorrow. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You get
what
I'm saying? So, yeah. You know what I mean? So I would hate to just prolong an illness, and you know, because your body lets you know.
That's
and
right.
Certain things that you don't, you have to, such as prostate and the thing that I had to deal with at the point of it and monitor and make sure mine was good, colon, the 5-year interval, yes, taking that on and constantly keep my PSA where it's at and keep it going off it. And I just refuse to allow my ancestors to do all the things they did for it, and me to be have these benefits, and they putting all these urgent cares up here, and I'm around here blind like Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
On where my body is at.
I appreciate that. Dr. D, where can I get more information about this? And I know Earthquake will be at the one that you're doing this evening, but I know this is something that you do regularly.
Yes, sir.
So where can they find information so they can be a part of it as well?
Definitely. So you can go to our website at AAMWA Houston, AAMWA Houston, across all social media platforms, IG, Facebook, LinkedIn. Definitely tap into it, because like you said, we're doing this activation every month. It's just getting bigger and bigger, and we want to be able to continue to connect with men to help them break the cycle. Like Quake said, you know, it's okay to be okay, you know, but you have to be honest with yourself first.
Yes, sir.
And so we want to do this safe space. We want to help men break the cycle and let men know, not on our watch, and that's our company's motto, not on our watch. You know, we're not going to allow men to continue in this cycle.
Give them the information again so they can, you know, sign up so they can be a part again.
So then, AAMWA Houston, AAMWA Houston, join us tonight, 3501 Holman, right in the heart of Third Ward. You can't find Third Ward, look for Yates High School. Holman Street Baptist Church is right there. Again, doors open at 4:30. We know a lot of men are coming straight from work, so we will feed them tonight. Callie's Bar and Kitchen providing all the food tonight. We got breakout sessions. It's going to be most important tonight. Mental health, behavioral health screenings. We know sometimes men, we don't want to get screened. We're going to have everything there, and we're also going to have resource guides. We don't want men to leave empty-handed.
Mm-hmm.
So you come there tonight, you're breaking the cycle, you find the space. We want to provide you with the resources you need as well to get the help you need to help you break the cycle.
And we want you to know, excuse me, we want to you to know the status of your health, just like you know your social security number, like your phone number, and that check you going after.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Seven digits.
We want that same effort. You know, that's what we're looking for.